Okay, today's daf is Yuma Daf Nun Tes 59, and today we're going to discuss a topic that is related to the Gemara here on Nun Tes Amud Aleph, where the Gemara quotes a very early machlokas, very early, so early that the Vilna Gaon said it can't be, and therefore he changes the girsa. But the Gemara quotes a machlokas here relating to something that happened during Bayis Rishon. During Bayis Rishon, says the Gemara, again, the context of the Gemara here, if you remember, is a machlokas, how the zrikos were done on the little mizbeach, on the mizbeach hazav, in the heichal. Did the Kohen Gadol walk around and do them on each corner, or did he stand at his place and just reach and sprinkle on the four corners in that way? So that's the machlokas that was quoted in the Gemara, and the Gemara quotes that this was a machlokas between two Kohanim, later during Bayis Sheni, that remembered what they used to do during Bayis Rishon. We have Psukim elsewhere, and the Gemara quotes it, that there are certain Kohanim Gedolim, certain Kohanim were alive during Bayis Sheni, and they were older, and they remember what happened during Bayis Rishon, and while everybody else was celebrating, they were crying, because they remembered. You called this the Beis HaMikdash. Remember the Gemara earlier on Daf Chaf Aleph or so, or the five things that were missing, based on the Pasuk in Chagai, the hay is missing, so you call this the Beis HaMikdash, but either way, this is the Gemara quotes. Tanya, Amar Bishmael, Shnei Kohanim Gedolim, Nishtairu B'Mikdash, right? Our Girsa is Rishon, right? They were from the Mikdash Rishon, they survived. Ze Omer B'Yadi Yikafti, one says, I was Makif with my hand. I didn't move, I stayed there with my feet, and I just reached over and put the blood on all the corners. Ze Omer B'Ragli Yikafti, and this one says, no, I went around with my legs, I walked around. Ze Nosei Dam L'Dvarav, Ze Nosei Dam L'Dvarav. They each gave reasons, as the Gemara explained. Ze Nosei Dam L'Dvarav, Saviv D'Mizbeach P'nimi, Kisaviv D'Mizbeach Achitzon. You compare the sprinklings and going around by the little Mizbeach, the Mizbeach HaPnimi, to the Mizbeach HaChitzon. The Mizbeach HaChitzon you can't reach by standing in place. It's too big. So that's 32 amos by 32 amos. You can't reach. So just like the Mizbeach HaChitzon you have to walk around, so too the Mizbeach HaPnimi. V'zeno sindam l'dvarav, kule Mizbeach HaPnimi, k'makam chada, b'makam chada keren d'chitzon koi. The whole Mizbeach is only very small. And therefore it's like one keren, one corner of the Mizbeach HaChitzon, and therefore one can stand in place. So this Gemara has a question on it, and related to that question will be our topic that we are going to discuss. The Tosfos Yeshayanim here asks, and the Ritva asks, how could there be a machlokas about something that happened during Bayis Rishon? And this is basically probably why the Vilna Gaon takes out the word Rishon. Right, the Vilna Gaon doesn't think that the word Rishon should be there. And the Tosfos Yeshayanim says, we know from a Gemara Maseches Temura, there was no machlokas yet. Machlokas started later. Machlokas in people fought with each other, right? But machlokas in terms of interpreting the halacha and machlokas between Chachmei HaMesora, that didn't happen. In Bayis Rishon, they still had clarity going way back to Moshe Rabbeinu. And the first machlokas, the Gemara describes, it was there was a smicha controversy. Mishnayos and Chagiga discussed this, that doing smicha, not that smicha controversy, but smicha on an animal, that was the machlokas. So that's the question here that Tosfos Yeshayanim asks. Here, it's printed on Amud Beis. Kashali, to beperek beis de temura amrinan, ki mimos Moshe v'ad shemes Yosef ben Yoezer, lo haisa machlokas b'Yisrael. There was never a machlokas. What do you mean there was a machlokas? These two Kohanim are quoting that there was a machlokas. How to do the Zrika in Bayis Rishon? V'hadif ligu b'smicha b'sof shnia, right? It's the batsir, right? The batsir lova v'hacha, right? Mashma d'ifligu b'be mikdash rishon. It sounds like even in the first mikdash. V'shema says the Baruch Chai is two possibilities. V'shema im hayu boin l'minyan ein yochon l'haskim ala emes. Maybe this wasn't a machlokas in the Beis Medrash that there were two different groups that followed. They happened to be machlokas, but obviously if they would have voted and gotten together, there would have only been one. There was discussion in Bayis Rishon. It was just that there weren't two different shitas that were accepted to follow, even one by the majority, one by the minority. They had a discussion, these two Kohanim, and probably one of them was, if they would have had a vote, or maybe they did have a vote that we don't know about, one of them won and the other one, you know, his shita was rejected. But it wasn't really a machlokas, number one. Inami says the, right, or even before we go to the second answer, just expanding on that answer, if you look in the Maris Chayis here, expands upon that answer, just find it, and he says, that there was always discussion in Judaism. Well, you could have two Jews that don't have a machlokas, right? Everybody always sees things in their own way. Says the Maariv Chayis, Haynu k'moshe kasav b'sifri mishpat ha'hora, like I wrote in my other sefer, the machlokas tuvei havi gam b'zman ha'makodmim, rak miyad kishebo l'minyan nifsak ha'machlokas. Right when they had a vote, the machlokas stopped. There was no more. That sheet that was rejected. It wouldn't have lasted. It wasn't a machlokas that was going to last like we have machlokas in our Mesorah. So that's number one. Or the other answer, the Tosafot Yeshayahu saying, what these Kohanim were saying was that you always had a choice. It wasn't a machlokas about each sheet, but you always had a choice. Inami, Iyavad Hachi Avad, Iyavad Achi Avad, Lerbi Shmuel. V'chein Matzasi B'Yerushalmi, Lerbi Shmuel, Lo Pligi. Maybe there's no Machlokas here. Okay, but either way, this is the a discussion about when Machlokas started and how we're supposed to understand Machlokas. Let's talk about, again, what's behind the questions here relates to the Sugya of Elu Be'elu Dibri Elokim Chayin. We're not going to talk about that topic per se. I don't remember if we had a shiur about that yet or not. But related to that, we're going to talk about limitations on Elu ve'elu, Dibri Elokim Chayim. So we just said there was no machlokas so early. Right? What about Elu ve'elu? No, Elu ve'elu didn't really start yet at that point in a certain way. But let's talk about limitations, four or five limitations to the topic of Elu ve'elu, which is kind of behind the assumption of this question of Tosfos Yeshayahu and the Ritva, which is limiting the idea of machlokas at a certain time in history. Just remember the concept. The Gemara in Erev and Daf Yud Gimel, twice in Shas, is that the line quoted. Once in Agadata in Maseches Gittin, but the main time is in Erev and Daf Yud Gimel, where the Gemara quotes that there was a machlokas for many years. Amr Rabbi Abba Amr Shmuel Shalosh Shanim Nechluku Beishamay Beis Hillel. For 3 years, Beishamay Beis Hillel had a machlokas. Halalo Omri Malacha Kamosenu. They each said, Allah follows us. Machlokas. Yatza basko, a heavenly voice goes out. Va'amra. Elu ve'elu, Dibri Elokim Chayim Heim. These and these are words of the living God. Right? Elu ve'elu, that's the basko, but the basko adds, Va'halacha ke Beis Hillel. But the halacha is like Beis Hillel. Even though Beis Shammai, you are also the words of the living God, but the halacha is like Beis Hillel. So the answer to Gemara is, V'chim e'achar she'elu ve'elu dibri l'kim chayim v'b'nei ma zachu beis hillel l'kvo halacha k'mosan. Since we say elu ve'elu, even Beis Shammai has inherent value, so why was Beis Hillel zoche to be kovei the halacha like them? M'p'nei shenochin va'aluvin hayu. Because they didn't hold themselves so high. They were meek, right? They were humble. Nochin va'aluvin hayu. Vishonin divrehem divrei Beis Shammai. And they studied the words of Beis Shammai also. They didn't study only their own words, right? This is connected. They were humble and they didn't hold themselves so high. And they said maybe somebody else could be right too. And therefore they studied the words of Beis Shammai. Velo od elashamakdimin divrei Beis Shammai divrehem. They even put Beis Shammai's words before theirs. Throughout Mishnayos, you always find Beis Shammai before Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai is always the earlier Shita. Question, is this just Stamet Tzchar? Because they're humble, they get Tzchar? Or, you know, some of Farshim explain that because they studied the other Shita, and they still said their own Shita, that really shows conviction. So it's not just a schar, but there's a svara to it. There's a svara to it. I think I heard that from my Rebbe Rosenzweig one time, that it's based on the conviction that they had. The Ritva here has a very famous comment on this Gemara in Ervin, where he talks about, what does that mean? What does that mean, Elu ve'elu, Dibri Elokim Chayim? You know, how many truths are there? How many truths are there in halacha? So the Ritva here, fascinatingly, quotes the Chachmei Tzarfas with this question. So the Ritva from Spain quotes the Chachmei Tzarfas from France, you know, Dafka in this sukkah. Shal Rabbani Tzarfasal, Hech Efsha Shiyushneim, Dibri Elokim Chayim, Ze Osir Ze Matir. What does that mean, Dibri Elokim Chayim? Asked the Chachmei Tzarfas. V'tirtzu, and says the Ritva, Ki kisha'ala Moshe l'marom l'kabal Torah. When Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai to accept the Torah, Herulo al kol Torah v'davar, they showed him about every halachic concept. Mem tes panim la'isra, mem tes panim la'heter. 49 svaras to say it's asr, 49 svaras to say it's mutter. V'sholach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Moshe says, what is going on here? Is it mutter? Is it asr? Is it tami? Is it tar? Moshe Rabbeinu asks, what's going on here? There are so many different aspects and facets to every halachic topic. What do I paskin? And Hashem says, it's up to every generation. Right? They'll decide. What does that mean? So many explain, just to give one, the Maharal in the Be'er HaGola says, because Every time you have a halachic concept which has many different factors and facets, the poskim try to figure out what's the ikur and what's the tafel. Just like he says, he gives his mashal, items in nature sometimes have different ingredients and you have to figure out what is the main ingredient. Says the this is in Be'er Harishon Parakei. Ki kol davar v'davar, I efshar shelo yeh b'china yoser me'achas l'davar echad. Everything has different aspects, and some are ikar and some are tafel. Sha'avim adavar tameh, I efshar shelo yeh lo tzad b'china el tara shel ma. V'chenem adavar tar, I efshar shelo yeh bo b'china ma shel tumah. U'b'nei adam chokim b'seichel. Every halachic concept has aspects of both, and the machlokes is what defines. Right, the EF Shashiya calls Seichel ben Adam al derech echad. It's impossible that everybody thinks the same way. V'chulu, v'chulu. And then he says, how do you learn Torah? So he says, even in the world you find items that are made up of opposites. V'tucha lomar, a tree. Shub misyaches, what makes a tree grow? If he has five different people, you'll get five different answers. What makes a tree grow? The sun, the soil, water, photosynthesis, the air. It's many different answers. What's right? They're all right. So why does one person give this answer and one person give that answer? The answer is because it depends what you view as ikur. V'tucha lomar ala eitz shu misyachis al yisod hamayim v'chein hu ha-emes sheishbo min ha-mayim. That's true. V'tucha lomar sheishbo min ha-yisod ha-avir v'chein hu ha-emes sheishbo yisod ha-avir. It has water. It has air. V'lo timsa davar pashut legamre. You won't find in nature something that is simple. Simple not as in easy. Simple as in the opposite of a complex entity. V'chein b'torah, says the Maharal. Ein davar echa tami legamre. Shelo yehe bo tzad tara. V'yesh bo tzad tumah gam kein. V'kasher echa lamad al davar echa tahor. V'nosan taimo v'sichlo latara. Hari omer b'china achas kvi mashehu. V'yomer tamei v'omer tamo. V'ze omer gam kein b'china achas. This is the Maharal. He talks about this, that everything is morkav v'chulu. So that's the concept of eilu v'eilu v'eilu kim chayim. How do we view it? Many different approaches. Not for now. But there are limitations on this topic of Elu V'Elu. We don't just say everything goes. Right? What does that mean? What does that mean? So four or five limitations. Number one, there can't be a machlokas about a historical fact. Let's say, was it sunny yesterday? Okay, that could be a machlokas. Maybe it was partly sunny. And it depends how you look at it. But, you know, if something happened at a certain moment in time, there can't be a machlokas about that. Unless it's about how you view the event. But if it's not about a viewed event, if a Rebbe gave a shiur, and he either gave a shiur that said mutter or asr, so what'd he say? Right? Then you can't say elu ve'elu. These are the words of Rashi. Rashi in Ksubas, and Daf Nun Zayin says, elu ve'elu applies in halacha and imsak, but if there's a machlokas about what the Rebbe said in shiur between two Talmidim, one of them's right and one of them's wrong. You can't say elu ve'elu, there's equal halachic validity and truth to it. That's the words of Rashi here on Nun Zayin Amud Aleph in Ksubis. V'hanacham aroi, v'islam lefrushim milsa betrei lishni, chadim minayu miflagi betrei amoroi libet anafshayu, shekol echad omer svar shalom. If it's a machlokas to interpret the words of the Rebbe says something and you have to figure out exactly what he meant and the words, so there might be two different interpretations of what the Rebbe said. But really that's the svaras of the Talmidim. Kegon, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yeshua, v'inach shem oray alibet echad, lo miflagi ala amri chadem milsa, v'chadem milishna miflagi shem oray alibet echad, Rav Dimi v'Ravin, umashi milsa, the shem oray kami chadem. Let me just find the line. The shem oray alibet anafshayo, the chipligi shem oray alibet echad. But if it's two arguing regarding what one person said, mar amar hachi amar ploni, mar amar hachi amar ploni, chad minayu mishaker, says Rashi. One of them is lying, one of them is not telling the truth. Because you can't have a machlokas about a historical event. Avalki pligi triam oroi bedin o beisser the heter kolachad amar hachi mistaver time ein kan sheker. But if each person says their own sheet, there's no sheker there. Kolachad v'chad svara dide kamar. Each one is saying its own svara. Mar yov time lehetero. Mar yov time leisura. Each one's giving a svara. This is mut. This is aser. Mar medami milsa lemilsa hachi. Mar medami lebe inyan achrina. V'igal meimar elu ve'elu dir v'lukim chaim heim. Then you can say elu ve'elu if it's machlokas about svar, right? The Gemara Shasir says, look in Erev and Daf Yud Gimel. Zimnet d'shayach high time of zimnet d'shayach high time of shatam mishapech lefi shinu yadvarim b'shinu imuat. Right, that line might have the Maharal embedded in it in that one line, according to Rashi. The reason could be misabek, could turn based on different realities and different situations. But again, that's Rashi. Right? It's a machlokas about what happened. You know, who won the game last night? There's only one answer to that question. There can't be a machlokas. So that's one limit on Elu ve'Elu. If it's a historical reality that that occurred. That's why the Maharal in Pirkei Avos, in the Derech Chaim, discusses, where's the other context where Elu ve'Elu comes up? It comes up at the beginning of Maseches Gittin, by Pilegesh Begiva. But there's a machlokas there, if you remember, about what exactly, about the terrible story about the concubine there, that she was... abused and killed. The Gemara there says that Eliyahu Navi met one of the Amoraim, and one of the Amoraim says to Eliyahu Navi, what's Hashem doing now? And Eliyahu Navi says, he's being osik in Pilegesh Begiva. He's being osik in that sugya. And the Amora, who had one of the Shitas, said, what did the Pilegesh Begiva do wrong that made the man upset? There's machlokas there. So who's right? So the answer is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Rabbi Yohanan says this, Rabbi Yatar says this, and the Gemara says, Umika Savik HaMishmaya, how could that be? Meaning, that's about a historical event. How could it be a machlokas about that? So that's why the Gemara answers, really it was both. Really it was both. But the Maharal says there in Derech Chaim and Perakei Mishnah Tezayin, that you can't say Eilu Be'ilu about a historical event. One limitation. Number two, Eilu Ve'Eilu only applies to people who have the right to have Deos. Right? If somebody is not one of the Gedolei Hador, Ba'alei HaMesora, people who didn't go through the proper preparation for Paskening, so then you can't say Eilu Ve'Eilu Dibur L'Kiyum Chayim. Right? Rav Soloveitchik has a beautiful article about this, about Parshas Korach. Parshas Korach, right, called the Common Sense Rebellion. What do you mean, Korach? Eilu Ve'Eilu! Korach would say, I'm allowed to have an opinion. I think you were wrong, Moshe. I think Aaron shouldn't have gotten the job. Or I think Elie Safan, right, shouldn't have gotten the job. I think you're wrong. Why don't we say Eilu ve'Eilu there? Moshe and Korach. You don't say Eilu ve'Eilu there. Korach's not in the same league. Right? Korach's not entitled to an opinion. Right? Not everyone is entitled to an opinion. You have to know what league you're in. Right, and that's why Rav Soloveitchik said, and it's only people have this attitude in Torah. Let's say somebody, you know, walks into an emergency, walks into a surgery room in the hospital where brain surgery is going on, and I'll walk in there. I'm like, you know, let me do this. I think a brain surgery has to be done in a different way. They'll laugh me out of the room. What are you, crazy? You didn't go to medical school. You have no idea what you're doing. You have just what do you? You can't have a daya about this. So that everybody agrees to. If I look at a bridge and I think that the engineer made a mistake and I think it should be made a different way and the arc is too much and the arc is, of course, I have no idea what I'm talking about. Right? But all of a sudden in Torah, Korach thinks that he could give a day up. No. Eilu ve'Eilu, it depends who you are. You have to have somebody who went through the proper motions and, you know, did everything in an appropriate way, right? Rav Soloveitchik writes, he would certainly concede that there are specialized fields in which only experts who have studied extensively over many years are entitled to be recognized as authorities. Korach would not have dared to interfere with Bezalel's architectural and engineering expertise in the construction of the tabernacle, the Mishkan, because construction skills were clearly beyond his competence. Today, reasonable people can see the authority of mathematicians, physicists, and physicians and their areas of expertise, and we're not thinking of challenging them. Why then are so many, I mean, nowadays maybe with Rabbi Google, Dr. Google, right, they will question doctors, but in general, they wouldn't. Why then are so many well-intentioned people ready to question the authority of Torah scholars, the Lamdan, in his area of specialized knowledge? Okay, limit number two. Rav Soloveitchik quotes a humorous story that he quotes. He says, just, like, for example, if my grandfather, you know, had an opinion, Reb Chaim, and all the Agudas HaRabbanim had an opinion, obviously Reb Chaim would win. You don't go after the Rov in that case. My grandfather's in a different league. Rav Soloveitchik quotes, right, it's quoted in, Rav Shachter quotes that in Nefesh HaRav. Okay, but either way, this is number two. So number one, you can't argue about a historical fact. That's no Eilu ve'Eilu. Number two, you have to be entitled to an opinion. Number three, there can't be an argument if there's no doubt about something. Right, if we're all looking at a table and then somebody says, oh, it's really a chair. You know, that's not Eilu ve'Eilu, Devar Elokim Chayim. That's wrong. Right? That's like the Gemara says, that's a Shvu Ashaf. Right? It's a meaningless Shvu. If there's no doubt about something, if there's a question, so then there could be Eilu ve'Eilu. But if something is obvious, There's an obvious reality now. You can't say elu ve'elu about that. And that reminds me, not exactly the same, but the story of Rabbi Chanan in the first Kovetz Ma'amarim, he quotes the story of the Tumim, that there was asked, the Tumim, Rabbi Yonasan Ibishitz, was once asked by one of the non-Jewish, maybe clergy of the time, it says in your Torah you have to follow the majority. So the majority does not believe in Judaism. So you must be wrong, so you guys will have to give it up. Right, monotheism, and you have to believe in what we believe in. Right, Achrei Ram Lahatot, that's what your Torah says. So Yonatan Abish's answer says, you only say follow the majority when there's a suffix. And therefore you follow the majority beats the minority. But if there's no suffix, so then you don't follow the majority. V'chein anachnu, ein lanu suffix ba'amitas emunaseinu, v'lo yuchal harov lahavireinu midatenu. Vateret ze emes ubarer, says Rabbi Chanan. That's so too here. I mean, he says it by Achrei Ram Lahatot, but also by Eilu Be'ilu. You don't say Eilu Be'ilu when there's no suffix. When there's no doubt, then there's nothing to talk about. Number three. Number four out of five. Number four. There's no Eilu Be'ilu if what is being expressed is not within the world of Shmiras Torah Mitzvos. Right? If something is beyond the pale, Eilu Be'ilu, you could drive on Shabbos. That's not Eilu Be'ilu. Right? It has to be, you know, within the world, within the large world of Shmiras Torah Mitzvos. That's another obvious limit. Rav Moshe Feinstein in the Hakdama to the Igros Moshe talks about why he wrote the Sefer and why he was, so to speak, forced by Klal Yisrael to write the Sefer. Who am I to express opinions? I don't know why I'm writing this. I'm a nobody. Rav Moshe, his humility was legendary. So he writes there, but what could I do? People ask me questions and people want to know the answers. So I know that Chazal tell us any person who went through the proper channels with the proper perspective, and here is his key line: Ela kafisha nira lahachacham achare sheiyein karaui levarer halacha b'shasu poskim kafi kocho b'kovid rosh ubiyira me'ashem yizbarach. If somebody went through all the shas and the poskim with all of his strength, with seriousness of focus, and with yirat shamayim, you need that. Those are all ingredients. The nira shekenu psaka din hu emes, and he says this is the psaka din that he has to paskin that way. He talks about different types of emes there. It's an important. What else he says was elu ve'elu, but that's the assumption, right? To give, even if you're one of the bali emesora, if somebody doesn't go through, you know, somebody gives a cavalier psak without yirat shamayim, without COVID rosh v'chulu, that also is inappropriate and wouldn't have to be within the world of Elu Be'elu. Again, it's got to be within the world of Shmiras Torah Mitzvos. Most of the time, the Bali Amasora, you know, would only say, you know, almost all the time would only say Psakim within Shmiras Torah Mitzvos. So what do we have? Number one, not about a historical fact. Number two, only if you have a right to have an opinion. Number three, not if there's if it's a vada, if there's no doubt. Number four, within the world of Shmiras Torah Mitzvos. And number five, we say Elu Ve'elu in the Beis Medrash, but there has to be a psak, Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't say about every question, Elu Ve'elu, do whatever you want. No, there's a psak halacha, right? And that's the concept of Lo Sasur. The Sefer Achinuch talks about in the midst of Lo Sasur, in Taf Sadivav, that in the Beis Medrash you can have wonderful discussions of all different types of halachic Torah topics. But then you need a psak halacha. What do you do? Right? Sometimes the Zera of Soloveitchik once gave a shiur about Havdalah, sitting, standing, a whole lumdis for hours and hours. So somebody asked me after, so what do I do? He says, what do you do? Do what your father does. Right? That's the psak halacha. In the Beis Medrash, Beis Shammai. You can speak about Beis Shammai for 5 hours. But psak halacha, Beis Shammai is not followed. Right, whatever the psak halacha is. So elu ve'elu is in the discussion. But once we have what the halacha is paskins, you know, already we have machlokas about that. You know, according to the Shulchan Aruch, this is the halacha. According to the Brahma, this is the halacha. But either way, the idea of having a elu ve'elu in the Beis Medrash and not a psak halacha, so that also is a limitation on the concept. Okay, we'll stop here.